Blog Talk Radio.
This is Evangelist Connie Hayes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. You are now tuned in to Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. I just want to thank you for stopping by to fellowship with us this Saturday, the 27th of 2016. It's a little after 4 o'clock, and I just want you to know that God will make a way. This message is not only for me today, but it's for you too. Whoever, whenever you hear it, this is for you. God wants you to know that, to know that he will make a way for you. It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what they say. God will make a way. So if you just keep your mind focused on God will make a way. And that's why I started out with that song, because the song is just saying he will do just what he said. God will make a way. So I'm going to see if I can get it back on, and I'll play the rest of it, and then I'll be back.
I'm
We're good with you. Praise the Lord. Yes, God will make a way. And as I said, you're listening to Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. I am Evangelist Hayes, and I will go into prayer, and then I'm going to share with you the word that God has given me to give to you today. And thank you for stopping by. And whenever you hear this, this is for you. This is for you in whatever season you're in your life, to know that God will make a way. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how today to say thank you, Father God, to thank you, Father God, that you would allow me, Father God, thy servant, to carry your word, Father God, that your word will go forward, Father, not only to bless me, but to bless someone else that needs to know, Father, that you will make a way, Father God, to let them know that they're not in this alone, Father God, to let them know that you have already went before them to make ease and success of their way, Father God, to know that you are opening up doors that no man can shut, and shutting doors that no man can open, to let them know that if they hold on to your unchanging hand, you are God all by yourself. And if you say yes, it is yes. And those that have their heads bowed down, look unto the hills from which cometh all your help from the Lord. And that's God. Just lean on God and ask him, and he will come and see about you just at the right time. Just trust God. Trust and lean to God. Lean not to your own understanding, but trust in God. Know that the Lord, he is your shepherd, and you shall not want, and he will make a way for you. Father God, please hear our prayer today, Father God, as your servant go forward to carry your word, Father God. I ask, Father God, that you, Father God, would orchestrate it, Father God, that you would have thy own way, Father God, because I know, Father God, that you sit high and you look low, Father God. I know that you're in control of everything. I know that you're King of kings, Lord of lords. And I know, Father God, that you are the almighty God, Father God. And for that, God, I thank you, Father God. I thank you, God, that you are God of the whole universe, Father God. And I thank you, God, that there's nothing too hard for you, Father God. I'm grateful, Father God, that I can come boldly to the throne of grace and talk to you when I want to talk to you, Father God. I know, Father God, that I thank you right now, God, that I know that you will make a way, Father God. I thank you for receiving this prayer right now, Father God, and I ask that your blessings be upon it, Father God, that it will bless someone that needs to know this today, Father God, that your anointing is freshly on me today, Father God, that this word will go forward like a fire, Father God, that it will bless them, God, and they will know that you are God all by yourself, Father God. Thank you for right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray unto you right now, God. And so it is, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Woo, bless the Lord, all my soul. All that's within me, I bless him, because God is God all by himself. Today I am going to be coming out of Isaiah 43:19. And it says, behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forward. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, and in the rivers, and in the desert. Now, my God, only a God can do a thing like that. Only a God can make a promise like that. He said he's going to do a new thing. He said he's going to spring forward. And that means when he said he's going to do a new thing, that means he's going to do a new thing for you. And you have to trust that. Even though you are in the wilderness, God works in the wilderness too. Is there anything too hard for God? There's nothing too hard for God. What we need to do is turn it over to the Lord. And when we turn it over to him, we have to trust that he's going to handle it. We have to trust and know that he is God all by himself. We have to stop saying we're if and but. We got to know that we know that we know that he is Jehovah Jireh, the God that provided everything. And if you have a prayer up there and you're praying and you're asking God for it and he's not bringing the past, it's because he has something better for you and it's on his time and not our time. God will always be on time. God has not forgotten about you. So I want you to lift your head up and know that God got you. And you got to know that you know that he got you. You got to know that he is El Shaddai, the Almighty God, and that he is in full control of your life, my life, and everything. God did not just get up today putting our life in place. This was done before the foundation. This was done before you and I was even put in our mother's womb. This was already done. God already know the plan that he has for you. That's why he talks about it in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plan that I have for you. You have to trust that. You have to trust that God knows what he has in store for you. You have to know that the best is yet to come. You may not see it today, but know that God will make a way. And if he said it, you can put a pin in it. You can trust what God said. God is not a God that he should lie. God can do anything but fail. And how do I know? Because he's done it for me. How do I know? Because I tried him for myself. How do I know? Because I have prayers that's been up there that I've been praying a long time, and now he's doing a new thing, and he's bringing the past in his time. So I dare you to trust him. I dare you to stretch out on him. I dare you to believe that he will make a way, and he will make a way for you. And if God says yes, who can say no? And when God opened the door, nobody can stop him. And when God says yes, nobody can say no. See, we say that we have the noun faith, but we don't have the noun faith. The noun faith is trusting God right where you are, no matter what situation it is. You got to have the noun faith standing right there. You got to know that God is right there. You got to know that when you look back and you see that one set of footprints, you got to know that he's carrying you. You got to know that he is your shepherd, and you shall not want. You got to know in your heart, because you know what? It gets hard when you can't chase God, but can you yet believe that he is God? Can you believe that his word said that he is your shepherd and that he will supply your needs according to his riches and glory? Can you trust God? Can you trust and believe in him? Can you turn it over to God? Can you take your hands off of it? Can you get on your knees and say, Lord, where I am right now, I don't know, but I know you know. And I know that you promised never to leave me nor forsake me. So I stand here and wait for you to do a new thing. Because in your word it said that you would do a new thing. And you said that I am a new creature. These are things that we have to trust God in. We got to know. It tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, if you are in Christ, he is a new creature. All things pass away. Behold, all things become new. So the way you used to think and the things you used to do, you ain't doing them like that no more, because you have went to God and you have asked God to show you and give you a new way of thinking and ask God for a fresh anointing that you can walk where you are now in what you're going through right now, that God will bring you through, and he will do that. And then it says in Isaiah 42:9, it says, behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. God said he declared. God declared it, not man. It says, before they spring forward, I will tell you of them. So you don't even have to worry. He's going to whisper. He's going to let you know. God don't have no secrets from his kids. So what you have to do is trust in him, and you have to believe that he is the creator, the Almighty God. You have to stand on it, and you have to believe that God is God. You have to believe that God is going to do just what he said. In Isaiah 41:20, it says, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this, and the Holy One of Israel has created it. You got to know that what's going on in your life, that God is working in it. You got to know if it's good, bad, ugly, unshaped, in shape, whatever. that God is in full control and God is taking it all and he's putting it all together and it's all working together for your good because you are called according to God's purpose and not according to man's purpose. Even when we don't understand, that's why he said for us to come unto him. He said, cast all your cares unto him, for he cares for us. Because he knows. God knows the beginning of it, he knows the center of it, and he knows the end of it. That's why they say he is Alpha, Omega, the beginning, and the end. That's what he is in your life. He's that in each situation that come your way. There's nothing too big for God. It's nothing that God can't do. If God say stop, it stops. If God say live, you live. If God say die, you die. God will make a way for you. And it doesn't matter who's leaving. If they leave, let them leave. If God has given you something to do, walk in obedience to what God has given you to do. And keep in mind, make sure that it's God directing your steps. Go to him in prayer. Talk it over with him. Get in a secret place with him. Leave yourself open so you can hear when he speaks to you. Because God is showing us things now. This is the time that God is showing us where he's making a way. It may not be the way that you've been used to him making a way. It may not all be in money. He makes a way in other ways. When God begins to answer your prayers, begin to watch and see what he's doing. That's God making a way for you because that's the promises that he's given us. Everything don't come in money. God can do it anyway. But trust me, when I tell you that it's still going to come out all right. Because when God says that he is doing stuff, and he's doing stuff in a dry place, in a desert, oh, it's going to float over with milk and honey. Because God is doing it. Everything God said, it's not going to come back void. Trust me. Put your faith in God. Trust in God and understand that when God said it, think about the times that here, listen at this. How many times have we looked to the left and to the right and cried out to God, but both ways appeared to be dead? But we took a nap, or we cried our way through it, or we just sat somewhere and we looked around and God had made it all right. Come to tell you that God who we serve is able to do anything. God can bring us out of anything. It's nothing too hard for him. And when we're looking to the left and looking to the right, God can already figure it out because you do know that God knows our thoughts way before they even get to us. He already know. He already know the valley you're going in. God know the problem before the problem even get to you. We got to know who we serve. We got to know that he's Almighty God. It's nothing he don't know. And you have to learn how to walk in obedience with God. And whatever God tells you to do, do it no matter how hard it looks or what it looks like. You got to do it. You got to step out on him. I had a prayer before him, and I was praying, and I was asking him to show me how to do it. And I got a phone call. And the phone call came to tell me how to do it. After I'm sitting here trying to figure it out, God had already figured out, worked it out, and paid for it. Oh, just like that. And I was trying to figure out how I was going to do it because I couldn't see a way, even after being told so many times how to go about doing it, but I couldn't get it. It didn't come together for me. But in God's time, when it was the right time, the right season, God made it go full circle. And the call came to me. And when it came to me, I recognized that it was God working, and I walked the steps, and when I walked the steps, everything that I needed, God had already went before me and took care of it till I didn't have to do anything but just do and walk in obedience and have the faith to believe that God had ordained this to come to pass now. The thing was that I was going before God. I was trying to go ahead of him, but I had to wait and know that he would make a way when it was at the right time. And he did. And when he opened up the door, he opened up the door. One thing about God, if God has put his stamp on it, he will give the provisions for it. God will take care of it. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about the no-sayers. You don't have to worry about the ones that you can't do it. You don't have to worry about the ones that pretend to be with you and not with you. You don't have to worry about it. Because if God be for us, who then can be Who then can be against us? We have to trust and we have to lean and we have to depend on God. And we have to be obedient to what God is telling us. And we have to make sure that it is the Spirit of God leading us and guiding us. We cannot be falling behind everybody. We cannot be doing what everybody say. Everybody, God does not give everybody the same vision. Whatever the vision God has given you, when that season comes, God will open the door and he will provide for you. He will put people in place to help you through that season. So know that God will make a way. And I'm just giving you, I'm sharing that with you because I know somebody's out there wondering which way to turn and what you're going to do. Get on your knees. Turn it over to the Lord and watch God work because that's the kind of God he is. There's no failure in him. And once you do that, you walk in obedience to what God is saying. If you remember with Moses, it says the scripture made reference to Moses and the children of Israel and the parting of the Red Sea. God is parting Red Seas right now. It may not be the physical Red Sea, but whatever problem you have, I don't know about you, it's just like a Red Sea to me. So God is still working the same way. According to the scripture, as Pharaoh and his army encamped to the children of Israel at the Red Sea, the children of Israel began to cry unto the Lord and said unto Moses. And what did the Lord do? He told Moses, he said to stretch out that rod he had in his hand. And God opened up that Red Sea. And the children went through that Red Sea with nothing happening to them. Because that's the kind of God we serve. And if we trust him and be obedient to what God is telling us, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. But learn how to study yourself. Be still and know that God is God. And in obedience, the water divided, and the children of Israel went in the sea on dry ground. He spread it open. It was just like they was walking, like little petal water there. And with the water being there on the left side or the right side, it was just there, but it was not touching them. And they came through on dry land, and they looked back. And then when everybody got over, see how God is. And when everybody crossed over, then what happened? The Red Sea began to close back up. So they couldn't do no harm to you. And it said they were able to cross the Red Sea while Pharaoh and the carriage and the horses while they perished. And the result of that was that Israel saw the great powers of the Lord. So when you're looking at your Red Sea, you have to stop and watch God. Keep your eye on God and take your eye off man. Because if you trust in God and you watch God, God will show you what he's doing in your life. God will show you what you need to know in the season where you are. Because that's the kind of God we serve. God will make a way. And if we keep our minds stayed on him, God will do just what he said. A lot of times we get caught up in what we're doing and not what God wants us to do. Keep our minds focused on God and know that God will make a way for you. I thank God for allowing me to see him work in my life, that I know that he's working in my life. Even sometimes when it gets like, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. But then I begin to think back on all the years that God has carried me up into where he has me right now. And we just have to take the word of God for what it is. We have to hold on to the strong hold of his word. And we have to know that whatever we're going through, God is right there. And remember last week I kind of talked about how we have angels. We have to use our angels. We have to learn how to dispatch our angels. We have to call on what God has given us. We have to know the tools that we have. We have to know that God is Almighty God. We have to know that there is no failure in God, and God will make a way. And I'm telling you, whoever you are, whoever, I know the message is for me, but I'm sure that the message is for somebody else too. And if this message is for you, don't you dare give up on God, because God will never give up on you. And if you lean and you just depend on God and you watch God work, it don't matter. Because, see, what we're thinking has been a long time. It ain't even been a day in God's eyes. So let us trust in God and watch God make a way. We have to know that we know that God is Jehovah Jireh, that God will provide. And when God says he'll provide, when God provides, you know what? You don't run out. When God goes to doing what God says he's going to do, God gets the kids in order. God get the mamas in order. God get the family. Everything comes together. That's why I deal with Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and is called according to his purpose. Are you called according to God's purpose or are you called according to man's purpose? Is God satisfied with you in anything that you do? Are you serving the true and living God or are you serving man? Who are you casting your cares to? Are you turning it over to God? Are you knowing that God will make a way? Are you knowing that there is no failure in God? Do you know that God is doing a new thing? Do you know that God is God? Do you know that God will do just what he said he would do? And once you begin to understand that God will do that, then we can begin to trust in him. It says here in Revelations 21 and 5, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things. And he said unto me, write them, for the words are true and faithful. See, God say he makes all things new, all things. Don't worry about it. Everybody got a past. Don't worry about it. God got you. Trust in him. And know that God is going to bring you out all right. And then I wrote Psalm 78 and 16, and he brought the streams also out of the rocks and caused the water to run down like river. That's what he's going to do with you. He's going to take your life and do what he will. Ask God, while you're on the potter's wheel, let God do what he will with you so he can do you and turn you and mold you and shape you the way that he wants you to so he may get the glory out of your life. Ask God to do it. And watch God make a difference in your life. And in my closing today, we have to know that we know that God will make a way. No matter where we are, no matter what's going on, when God says yes, who can say no? When God makes a way for us, who can stop it? And I'm going to tell you, trouble don't last always. And if God is carrying you through something, it's only making you stronger for your next level. Because you know what? We have to go through something. But as we're going through, we can never, ever give up. We have to trust in God. And we have to know that God is making a way as we go through this time. And we have to know that we know that we know who God is. And you have to know that you have the divine connection of the God of the whole universe that's in control of everything. I know some say, but my boss. But God is in control of your boss. But God. God is in control of the people that collect your rent. God is in control of the people that come for your car payment. God can make them be blinded to you. But you got to trust him. You got to call on him. And you got to trust him. And you got to be grateful wherever you are. And you got to be thankful for wherever you are. And you got to fellowship with him. You got to get your conversation going with God. You got to hear him talk to you. You got to tell him, Lord, show me your way. For I know that you have. And you have to trust that God is going to show you the way. And you've got to do and walk in obedience to whatever he tells you to do. I know it's hard sometimes. But, you know, really, when we really do what God tells us to do, it's not hard at all. It's hard because we make it hard. Because if we know that God will truly make a way, we will walk in obedience unto God. Now, won't we? And we will trust that he is over God. The Almighty God, that there is nothing too hard for him. And if we call on him, we will get an answer. And if we trust in him, he will come to see about us just when we need him the most. And that's the type of God that we serve. And he's not short on his promises. And as we travel through this time, just keep your eyes stayed on God and trust in him. And even if you're at a place where it don't seem like it's working your way or they're not coming away, knowing that God is talking to you. Like now, God constantly talks to me because I need it. So you have to get to know what you need, and you have to trust that God is going to give you what you need, knowing that God is making a way for you. He's making a way out of no way for you, because that's the type of God that we serve, a true and living God. And we have to fellowship with him. We have to get to know him for ourselves. We have to trust God. We have to learn how to cuddle up under him. We have to understand that he's there all the time, and that whatever we need, he's going to make sure we get it. God is a God. God is a God of another chance. And don't you dare say, I don't know, I got to get myself together. If we all had to get ourselves together, would none of us be doing nothing God has told us to do? God is married to the backslider. Don't even entertain that. Take yourself to God and let God do what he needs to do. And ask God to make a way for you. Ask God to show you his way. And trust that he will do that. And I thank you for listening. And in my closing today, I just want you to know that we must know that we know that Jehovah Jireh is the Lord that will provide it. And we must know that we know that God will make a way. And we must know that God will open up doors that no man can shut, and shut doors that no man can open. And if God say yes, then who's to say no? And you're never alone. You're never, ever, ever going to walk alone. Because if God be for you, if God be for me, who then can be against us? Trust in God and know that everything's going to work out okay. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, as a closing of this message that you have given me to share with your people today, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you use thy servant, Father God, to go forward, Father, to carry your word, Father, that I decrease as you increase, Father, that you may be glorified for what I've done today, Father God, that you're almighty God, that you know who you want to hear it. You know when the message must go forward for them, Father God. So I just thank you, Father God. Thank you for using me, thy servant, Father God. And to you, Father God, I give all the praise, Father God. To you, Father God, I'm grateful to you, Father God. I thank you for all that you have done. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, I pray unto you right now. God, thank you. Thank you, Father God, for loving me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And as I always say, if you are out of fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, go to Romans 10 and 9. Confess your sins. Ask Jesus to show you and guide you and lead you in the church where you need to be, and get in a Bible-believing church and learn the word for yourself so you'll know what the promises of God is, and watch God make a difference in your life. Don't be afraid. He's right there. God, no way will cast you out if you come unto the Lord Jesus. You know you can't go to him now, but you got to come to Jesus now. Forget all this stuff they teach you and go with the truth. Go get in the truth. That's the Bible, get in the truth. And that's got to give you a revelation now of what the word is telling you now. So you can walk upright now and do what's right and pleasing in his sight. So you can ask, Lord, are you satisfied with me in anything that I do? I'm asking him that about me. Is he satisfied with me in anything that I do? And I pray to God that he is satisfied with something that I do for him. And as we continue to go down our journey, I say that if you need to talk with me, or you can always call me at 708-715-4545. And I'm always available for you, for I am the servant of Jesus Christ, and God will give me what to say, whatever he thinks that I need to say to you, if it's anything. But sometimes you just don't want nobody to say nothing. Sometimes you just want to know somebody's there with you. Whichever way God leads me to do it, I'll do it. Thank you for stopping by Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. Thank you, and God bless you. And I'm going to go off playing the song that I started out with, and I pray that something was said today to help you and bless you along your journey. For God knows what's best for each and every one of us, and God is in full control. No matter what you think or what you may be saying, God is not short on his promises. To God be the glory. God bless. We'll make a way. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.